And this is also interesting data because, of course, in the UK, we have a lot of populations who've emigrated here from other places. And this is data to show the prevalence of obesity in males and females in different ethnic groups. And this is also shown as a proportion. So this is a percentage of individuals classified as obese, men and women. This is in the general population of England. And this is in Black Caribbean, Indian, Pakistani, Bangladeshi, Chinese populations who are living in the UK. And what we should do really is compare the prevalence of obesity of those ethnic minorities with the general population. It highlights some interesting data because if you look at men in the red, you see that on the whole, the prevalence of obesity in those ethnic minorities for men is either the same as the general population or lower. Especially for the Bangladeshi and the Chinese communities, the prevalence of obesity is particularly low in the men in those communities. For women, it's a slightly different story because although some of these ethnic minorities have a similar or lower prevalence of obesity compared with the general population, for Black Caribbean women and for Pakistani women, the prevalence of obesity is quite significantly higher than the general population. So there's a special issue with prevalence of obesity in those two ethnic groups. And perhaps that's something that people need to tackle especially. We don't know all of the reasons for that, but it's something that seems to be highlighted in this data, and the problem seems to be getting worse. What about internationally? Well, we have a chart here which shows a number of different countries going from the lowest prevalence of obesity to the highest. And you can see here, this isn't all countries in the world, it's just a selection. But China is right at the top in terms of the lowest prevalence of obesity. So do we have any students from China here? Okay, you can be very pleased. So you're at the bottom of this table. Here is England. Here is the US. Here we have Saudi Arabia. I know we have a lot of students from Saudi Arabia here this year. And at the top here is Western Samoa. And one of the things that you'll notice in both the Saudi Arabian and the Western Samoan data is how much higher the prevalence of obesity is in women compared with men. So we have that in the UK in older age groups, but in some countries that difference between men and women is even greater than in the UK. And how has this changed over time? Because obesity seems to be talked about an awful lot at the moment, and people are always saying that the rates are increasing. But is that really true? Well, I'm afraid it is, because if you look at data going back to 1986 and compare that with current data, it's quite clear that in both men and women, the rates of obesity, the prevalence of obesity, has tripled. It's tripled in only 25 years, and that's quite a short period of time for such a rapid increase in obesity. This has highlighted the fact that because obesity is associated with a number of different diseases, the way we think about risk of disease has really changed even since 1984. In 1984, cardiovascular disease was still a great problem. But in 1984, the three things that we were most concerned about in terms of increasing our risk for cardiovascular disease was cholesterol, that means your blood cholesterol, smoking, and hypertension, which is high blood pressure. They were the three major risk factors for heart disease at that time. In 2006, the two major risk factors for heart disease are central obesity and diabetes. Now, that's not to say that cholesterol, smoking, and high blood pressure are not important anymore. Of course they are. What it means is that central obesity and diabetes have overtaken those other risk factors as being the major cause of cardiovascular disease in our populations. And this obviously has led to a great burden on our health service, because when people become overweight and when they start to develop these types of diseases, they need a health service, and the health service costs money. It costs money to the taxpayers. Some people have argued that people who become obese, through whatever reason, should not have free treatment for operations which are a direct result of their obesity. For example, operations on their hips and knees, which might have been whose damage might have been caused by excess weight. So in some primary care trusts, in some hospitals in the UK, there have in the past been rulings that patients with a BMI of over 30 have to pay for their operations. They would not get them free. This is not something that is a general rule, and actually it's very controversial, as you can imagine, but I think it's an important topic for debate and an important issue to address in the future, because some people feel very strongly that taxpayers shouldn't have to pay for those sorts of operations.